Welcome to the Gibberside Podcast.
Today's episode, we're going to answer the question, what are the general rules of being a presko jowa? Tama ba yun?
Parang mali.
Mali eh.
Ano yung...
Hindi siya presko jowa, presko friend. Ay, hindi.
Presko friend of jowa. Hindi. Being too presko to your jowa. To someone who has a jowa.
Yeah, yeah. Sulot. Ano ang... Parang ano ang...
Ano yung line?
Ano yung line between friendly and presko? That's the question that we want to answer.
Okay.
So parang kasi may mga sulot...
Ang presko ba ay necessarily flirty?
That's why, I guess, that's... So, mali, mali. So, anong line between...
Friendly and...
Friendly, that's line... So, we have friendly, we have presko, and we have suloters. No?
For me, let's just discuss what are... Where do you draw the line at?
To tell...
Or to, parang to, ewan ko.
We should have discussed this before the podcast.
Okay.
Anyway.
Basta yung question is, ano yung mga boundaries na you have set with your partner and their friends? Okay? Mostly of the opposite sex.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, whatever gender. Yeah. Opposite gender. I don't know. Whatever. They like. Okay. Okay, so I think, let's not read
Should we read their names? Yeah, I guess
just
we
in case
won't...
they want to keep it anonymous. Yeah.
So we asked our pod kids on...
bit.ly/podkidsafterparty.
So this is from our Facebook group and we're just going to read some of their comments and we'll find out. So
okay, so
first one.
Ayokong nakikisala siya sa pag-solve ng personal problem ng iba, especially hindi ko ka-close. Financial man 'yan or hindi, doon ka sa mama mo magsabi.
So
I don't thoughts mo on that.
But isn't it the Can we, you know, for the sake of this conversation, can we do boyfriend is... Si boyfriend yung may kaibigan na iba.
Okay.
Pwede ba ganun? Para lang madali lang ano.
Okay.
Gets?
Yes.
Si boyfriend yung sinusulot or merong... So, ang question ko dito is, hindi ba pag ganyan, it's the boyfriend naman who will initiate, hindi ba? Na parang saying like, hey, I have financial problems.
Ayaw niya, nakikisala siya. Si boyfriend sa
pag-solve ng problem ng friend.
Yes.
So si friend.
Si friend yung parang, oh, mayroon akong, ewan ko, parang sa personal problem.
Ah, okay. So si friend na potential
sulot. She is not
sulot.
Comfortable na parang masyadong nagiging involved yung partner niya.
Gets.
So I think, before anything, no, I think, disclaimer lang na, it's like nobody can control anyone, okay? And nobody should be controlling their partner. But this is just being honest with what you're comfy with or not. And, you know, the boundaries that you want to set for yourself and your partner because you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next. Bawal maghatid magsabay pa uwi sa friend na hindi ko naman kilala or hindi ko pa nakikilala personally. Sounds fair naman, di ba? Yun, hatid uwi.
I think that's fair.
Fair yun, no?
I think that's fair. Kasi, I mean...
Lalo na kung di kilala. Kasi, why is there an intimate thing about a car?
I think there is an intimate thing about a car.
Because it's a confined space.
It's a confined space.
That's where you usually... Yun nga, yung... It's like, sabi nga ng... What, sabi ni... Ano tawag nito? Si... Kate Middleton, sabi niya, it is a mobile motel.
Kate Middleton? What?
Yeah, diba?
No.
Anyway. You can quote me on that. Kate Middleton said that a car is a mobile motel.
Yas queen. Labo.
Okay.
Bawal nakasanggi ang siko habang nag-uusap or nakadikit ang legs. Wow. Uy, medyo...
Wild naman
medyo wild data yung...
Siko, though?
Yung siko, kung nabangga mo ng, okay, once, okay. Pero yung nakaganyan lang the whole time. I think that's like a personal space that I wouldn't want to invade. Like if I'm, even like with our bandmates, like I feel like, even with my bestest friends, like the whole time.
Pero there are people like that kasi talaga eh. Like Candy is like that. But Manny like, is like that.
But like the whole time?
Diba nga din yung...
Masabagay si Manny.
Yung running joke nga namin ni Manny is like...
Nakahawak siya sa, ano mo?
Sa knee. And he doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's up to you. What is, because I don't mind, especially because there are friends. As bagay, o nga naman.
Wait. It's like, if you didn't know, so ganito, if you didn't know Candy, yeah. I was close with, bandmate was Candy, you're not part of the band, right?
I would be a little like, bah.
Really?
Diba? If I didn't know her.
Yung legs, nakadikit ang legs. Yun, I think, mas intimate yun.
But it happens too. Ah, okay lang kung okay lang kung naka-pants. Pero kung bare legs.
Pero naka-pants na the whole time, nakadikit?
Kung ba sikip?
Ah, wala naman atang ganun kasikip. Nasaan sila?
Nakaupo sa isang ano, upuan.
Nakakandong.
Nakakandong. Kandong okay lang. Basta hindi yung magka-dikit yung legs.
Okay, I think that's pretty obvious.
Bawal yung may pet name sila sa isa't isa. Yung office mate kasi ng boyfriend ko dati, tinatawag siyang tatay nung girl na office mate niya na hindi ko pa nakikilala. Tapos parati nagme-message sa messenger. Tapos ang sinasabi lang ng boyfriend ko, hindi kita anak.
This one's a keeper. Is that a pet name?
Tatay?
Oh, hindi naman. It's a joke.
But I think like if we call it like a different pet name, like if someone was calling you like Jimmy, I would be pissed.
But people do that all the time.
I would be pissed. Not because I'm threatened that anything's gonna happen. It's just like a little like, okay. How would you feel if someone was calling me Sabi?
Oh, diba?
Okay. I mean, like, it's like, it's not because... Lang,
especially if I don't know.
Nakainis lang.
If I don't know the person.
Nakainis ba?
If I don't know the person. I think,
it's okay to get a little annoyed, right?
It is. Oh naman. Kaya we keep talking na it's about ano ba personal preference mo. Ito yung amin. So, kayo. Bahala kayo. Next. Gift giving really gets on my nerves. Tipong may gusto si Jowa. Then of course...
Ito, you missed this one.
Ay. Ako dapat ang
like
cute nito.
Yeah.
Hi. Anong tawag natin kay...
Uni.
Si Uni Prez.
Univ.
Univ Prez.
Ako dapat unang sinesendan ng memes. Char. Totoo naman. Aww.
So it's about who gets it first, right? You can send to other people, pero
ako, I send gym memes all the time. Hindi niya ako pinapansin. So mag-sendan lang ako sa iba. Is that an issue?
To guys,
but it's in our group.
Our friend. I always go back to kung kakilala ko.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I don't send memes to someone you don't know. That's
so kung sinasend mo kay Daniel Basco or
sino yun?
Or kay Danilo Barrios or
kay Daniel Padilla. Surprise sa akin, ayos. Surprise sa akin. Never mind.
Okay,
Kala ko yung Uzi Blight. Charot.
Sino yun?
Si Andrea Brillantes. Sorry. Okay.
Aminado na sila na.
Hindi. Ah. It's a joke, okay? Don't come for me. Okay, game.
May mga aggregators yan.
Yeah. Palagi naman sa TikTok ko para mag-trending kami. Charot. Okay, gift giving really gets on my nerves. Tipong may gusto si Joa, then of course, I'm planning to give it to him. Tapos magugulat na lang ako na ibigay na ng girlfriends niya. That is annoying. Is that annoying? Like, let's say, anong klase?
Let's say it's a mug.
Hindi, kung nga rin, I'm planning to give it to him. So, I'm thinking like it's a thing. Like, gusto niya ng...
Earpods. AirPods.
Kung nga rin, gusto niya ng parang Pokemon-themed wallet.
Oh, yun. I think that's fine. Kasi kung nga rin, pumuntang Japan yung friend, diba? Tapos parang, oh.
Oo nga, tapos baka naman parang 3 years na hindi mo pa rin binibigay. Bigay mo na sa kaibigan niya na magbigay ng gift. Pero like, if it's really personal, I think it's a little like, I would raise my eyebrows.
Grabe, wild talaga ng mga, ano, ah, grabe, ang dami palang nangyayari with the pod kids. No? Dami pa nito. Too much interaction sa social media. Yung tipong pag-open mo ng mentions ni boyfriend, puro username ni female friend.
Mag-a-appear. Wala ka ba ibang matag, Eme? This includes pagpo-post na related only kay boyfriend, like a photo, na wala akong idea about the context. No in-jokes that I'm not a part. At least, explain to me kahit di ko interest yung subject, ang tsaka kaya sa feeling na excluded ka. Aww. I think yung mahirap dito is, kung wari, office thing siya. syempre hindi ka part of the office. That happened to me, right? Like feeling left out when Jim was in a corporate setting and I'm like, you know, they have their inside jokes. It's not a great feeling, but I will admit that it's not his fault. It's not your partner's fault. Parang it's like a social thing. This is a public apology, charot. I don't feeling mo that dyan.
Yeah.
Like
I agree with you.
I think it's pero on your part, binlame ka na joke lang hindi kita binlame. Pero on your part, my suggestion is pag kumare parang I don't know if he is with his friend. This is so funny na it's all like guys doing stuff, huh? He's saying like parang natawa siya. Then you say like, "Di ko gets." Then give him a chance to explain.
Mm.
And then you can be like, "Okay." Joke. toxic natin, mataya ganito. Okay, go.
Nakakatawa to. Huwag aalagaan kahit lasing pa yan. Paalaga mo sa iba, huwag sa mga taong may karelasyon na. Ako at pamilya niya lang dapat aalagaan niya.
Wag aalaga. Awag.
Pag lasing.
So pag yung friend mong babae lasing, wag aalagaan?
I think kasi I think alaga entails like bringing her home, giving her. Again, it depends, I guess. Is there a sensual thing ba about taking care of a drunk person?
I think it depends on your level of
closeness.
Definitely, I would be for protecting someone who is very drunk. Maybe trying to call their close friends. Yeah. Getting them where they... And not... For me, okay lang yung hindi ka... Ano ba? Parang... It's annoying. And it's a... For me... Here's my personal take. I would rather Jim stay... to make sure nothing happens to the drunk girl. But that's also a red flag for me to be like, you know what? You're putting my husband in a... Siyempre, you're out all night. Hindi ka makauwi because you're being irresponsible. I don't think you're a good friend. Diba? Parang it puts you in a bad light.
I don't totally agree with that because some people naman just have really bad nights and they get wasted.
Hindi, lalo na, pero kung hindi ko kalala. So for me, it's like... I have the right to feel that way.
Uh-huh.
It's my feelings. Charot lang. Gets mo?
Yeah.
Diba? Pero definitely ako. Because I... Ewan ko, basta... like, how sketchy is the place that kailangan siyang bantayan? And why is my husband there?
Wala namang sinasabing bantayan eh.
Alagaan eh. Kasi kung ano, nasa North Park, ah, puti, iwan mo na dyan. Iwan mo na. Kaya bahala na siya dyan. Kumain siyang fried rice. Putang ina. Pero ako nasa club also, I'm like, ba't na siya asawa ko? Diba? Parang ano ba? Ano siya nasa alleyway? Ano, ba't siya asawa ko?
Ako naman, because of my daddy...
Diba? Ayaw mo namang mag-iwan yung lasing sa...
And sabi na, I always have shared this sentiment na, like, whenever we see someone drunk, we honestly... Even before we were parents, we were always like, "Oh my God, what's happening to her or him?" Like, oh, shit, kawawa. Okay.
Lagay mo na ano? Lagay mo na chopsticks para suka. Don't do that. Okay. Huwag hayaan na itukso siya sa iba kahit biruan lang yan. Kainis naman yun. Masin yung gagawa nun. Anyway, next. Masyado ba akong lax? Ha 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 ha. Ang daming mga terms or boundaries dito na pinapayagan ko and pinapayagan ng jowa ko. LDR pa kami sa lagay na yan. The only thing I can think of is if you hang out with someone na kayong dalawa lang, dapat alam ko. Lagi rin siya nag-update sa akin kung sino kasama niya. Also, I would never go out of town with a guy friend na kaming dalawa lang. That's all. Parang gets yun. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's nice. At least your relationship
is... Yung sa akin, ano, this was, share ko yung issue ko before, was we were hanging out with someone a lot and I had no idea na they had a past pala. I would have wanted to know
mm-hmm.
that they kissed.
Mm-hmm.
Wala lang. Uh-huh. Is that bad that he didn't tell me? Well, I mean, they weren't doing anything anymore. Mm-hmm. And like, she was the girlfriend of our friend. Pero parang, I just felt like I was left out.
I would, it's a secret, I feel, I definitely, no? I feel the same.
That but if I didn't find out, I would have been okay. If I never found out. So it's like,
ayun nga eh.
Yun nga eh, parang, ano bang, ano nga, nasaktan lang ako.
I think the best is to say.
Diba?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Not, sige, text ko lang siya, sabihin ko. Dapat sinabi mo sa akin, Jero. Not allowed to rekindle old flames pag nag-aaway kami. Siyempre! There are some people kasi that they like seeking advice sa mga taong alam nila may crush sa kanila. So ano yun, di ba? Either ego boost in the form of making paawa or giving a hint na available siya para agawin. Style eh. Ano ba yan?
Ay.
Balikan mo na yan.
Oo.
Oh. Okay. Ano ba yan?
Bawat maghatid, magsabay kahit lasing pa yan. We're all adults here. Learn how to be a responsible drinker. So we talked about that na.
Bigla magpapatid. Kesyo nahihilo or nasusuka. I know, no, sumuka ka dyan sa gutter. Know how to hold your... Pag sumuka sa kotse ng boyfriend mo, nako.
Ayun, hassle.
Ha, sobrang hassle nun.
Bastos yun. Deleting messages.
Pasukahin mo, tapos... joke lang, ano yan?
Maganda bakit, ka kasi, naman na type of messages to the opposite gender.
Ha, deleting messages? Siyempre, di mo naman malalaman to. Yeah, pero think, magtaka ka if marami interaction. Ah? Ha? Breakan mo na yan.
Yeah, break na yan.
Okay.
Last, we said...
We asked, okay lang ba mag-send ng late night messages sa taong in a relationship?
Majority... Let's do this. Let's lighting.
Sige.
No, unless kapatid mo siya. No, sabi nga ni Ted Mosby.
Si Ted Cosby.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. No, respect boundaries and the partner unless it's a life or death thing. No, late nights are for significant others. Well, let's hanap natin yes.
Okay lang kung graveyard shift.
Oo, kung tungkol sa ACADS.
Oh.
Ah.
Ako, okay, lalo na...
NAR. Hindi, is that a sana NAR. All?
No, NAR is no. An Australian no.
Ah.
For me, as a late night texter, because I don't have much time in the day, sometimes I will text my contractor at 2 a.m., but I will always say like, I'm so sorry for sending this so late, pero baka kasi makalimutan ko. Kamusta na yung mga kortina?
Yung asawa,
he's a guy. It's
yung asawa niya parang,
anong kortina? Putang ina, sino yan? Sino yan? Binabahay mo ba yan? Ayoko na. Bakit 2 a.m.? Bakit 2 a.m. siya nag-detect? Sino ba tinetext ko ng 2 a.m.? May tinetext ko ba na work stuff ng 2 a.m.? Si Ali?
No, I don't.
Yeah. You guys text late at night?
No, I'm pretty efficient, so I don't have to.
Ay, sorry naman.
Bye.
Bye. Shoutout sa contractor namin. Sana matapos. Bye.